Last night, the House and the Senate Armed Services Committee voted in favor of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's the law that asks gay, lesbian, and bisexual members of the military to keep their sexuality silent in order to remain as active service members. It still needs to go to the full Senate for a final vote. And then, of course, as we said earlier, then it waits on a Pentagon review before it's actually implemented.
Although the Joint Chiefs are on record saying they want it appealed. So Admiral Mullen has said that.
That's exactly right.
And Gates has seemed to hint the Secretary of Defense that he wants it ended as well.
Exactly. But if you've wondered how this policy actually works in practices, we have a pretty good demonstration for you right
That's
here.
That's for sure.
Two service members are joining us. They are both currently serving. They are both gay. But we can't use their real names because the military requires that they pretend they are not gay or face a dishonorable discharge.
Hence, so, don't ask, don't tell.
Right. So we're not going to identify them by name. We're going to identify them by their ranks. The first is a pilot with the Coast Guard, 10 years of military service. Good morning, Commander.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Also with us is an Army combat engineer whom we will call Lieutenant. So, Commander, I can't imagine that should this law get repealed, you're going to run straight to your superior officer and announce that you're gay. But there must be some differences after the law is repealed in your day-to-day work life than before.
You're absolutely right. I'm very proud of my service, as are many of my fellow service members, and that's why I think it's extremely important that gay and lesbian service members be given the opportunity, if they wish, to serve their country without being required to remain silent. I'm also very proud of who I am. So yes, if I was asked, I would be happy to share that aspect of my life with my fellow coworkers.
Have you been asked before?
You know, I have, and it has. I've been able to give two different responses, obviously with those people with whom I can trust and I feel as though I've established a friendship with. I am comfortable sharing that with them. And with others, you know, according to the policy, I can't answer the question. So I deflect the subject or just merely not answer it.
But what will change for you? I mean, what specifically, as you look at you, I mean, you've been in there for 10 years in the service. So what will change for you?
That's a very good question, and frankly, I really think that nothing is going to change significantly. I'm going to continue to come to work and do the best that I can every day. It's what I've been doing my entire career.
Although, isn't there one change, Commander, that you and your colleagues will have more trust in each other?
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's one of the, I think, significant underlying issues is that, you know, that that removal of that barrier or that obstacle, per se, which makes everyone doing their job a lot easier.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what might change for you should this law get repealed?
I think it's just about the same thing. Everyone I work with values competency over, you know, your sexuality. They want to know, can you do the job and can you do the job well? So I would, you know, continue coming to work doing the best that I can. I know for me, it's the simple things, like on a 4-day weekend, a soldier coming up to me and asking me, you know, hey, man, what are you doing this weekend? I can't give a very straight response. I can't tell him what I'm really doing is going with my girlfriend to Oregon. You know, it's things like that. You have to hide a majority of your life with the people that you work with. You want to be open and honest with them, and that's something we can't do right now.
Well, Commander, you've been in the service for 10 years. You've been working possibly with the same people for 10 years. You must have gotten questions like that. You must have been at military events where you were supposed to show up with a date.
Absolutely. You know, there are many many times, both at social functions and both, you know, on that Monday morning following the weekend. And a lot of times you change the subject or unfortunately, you have to mislead people. A lot of people sometimes perceive that as you being aloof or you not wanting to be friendly, but unfortunately that's just the matter of the policy, is you're not allowed to be open with your coworkers.
Lieutenant, do you get the impression that there are heterosexual colleagues of yours in the military who will be really relieved when this is done because they don't have to do the wink and nod thing?
I think so.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, guys.
Sorry. I mean, absolutely, I think so. I know that there are many, many colleagues of mine that I've shared my sexuality with, and they're completely fine with it, and I think it will be a huge relief for them to not have to play this game at work, so that we can, you know, just be open and honest and everyone can be on the same page with us.
Commander, do you think people already know that you're gay?
I think so. I think I should give them credit for that. You know, there are some folks here who obviously, as I progress in my career, they stop asking certain questions. So I think that they figure it out, but they are unable to, you know, bring it to me point blank, simply because, you know, that's what the policy states. We don't talk about it.
But Lieutenant, why choose this career for yourself? I mean, if it makes this kind of uncomfortable living situation where you have to be silent about so much in your life every day, and you knew about this when you joined the services, why join the military and then why stay there?
I think what a lot of people fail to see from our perspective is that we are here to do our job and to serve our country. And this is what we believe in. We believe in defending our country. We believe in serving in the military. And even if we're in this situation that's not necessarily fair or right or, you know, receiving equal treatment, it's something that we're going to continue to do anyway, because this is what we want to do with our lives. This is what means the most to us as Americans. Mm-hmm. So this is what we do.
You know, Commander, I got to ask you, Marine Chief General James Conway protested. He wrote a letter to the Congress that says they shouldn't take any action on this now because, and I'm quoting him, the value of surveying the thoughts of Marines and their families is that it signals to my Marines that their opinions matter. He feels that we need to be waiting on this until all of the Marines have been polled to see how they feel about repealing it. What do you think? What have you seen in your day-to-day life? How do you think it would affect your heterosexual colleagues?
You know, I, like I said before, I really don't think there's going to be that big of a change. For the most part, you know, the rank and file troops or sailors, airmen, Coast Guardsmen, whatever you you know, whatever service that you fall into, you know, already understand that in their everyday job, their day-to-day activities, they already deal with you know, gay and lesbian workers in the workplace, in their duty stations. So I think that for him to make those comments may not be an accurate assessment of what is really like on the ground.
So, Lieutenant, what if the law does not get repealed?
I think it would be a great disservice to the thousands and thousands of gay and lesbian service members that, you know, our voices really aren't heard. I don't think people have any idea how many are out there serving their country. So I think it would be a huge detriment to the armed forces, and they would lose many good service members.
But you'll stay in this armed services and you'll remain silent?
I probably will, yes, because I do love my profession.
Okay.
Well, let's hope that neither of you regret coming on this radio program if the Senate decides to filibuster.
Indeed.
Army combat engineer, whom we are calling Lieutenant, and a pilot with the Coast Guard, 10 years of military service. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.